need to position yourself as a specialist at solving a specific problem. Hello and welcome to the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. My name is Scott Lancaster, I'm your host, and in this episode we are going to be talking about something that every single freelancer wants to know more about: how to get high paying clients. These are the clients that have a big budget to work with, they have money to spend, and they want to spend it with you to get your services, to get the best services possible. Now, within this episode, I'm going to cover three very important points that, if done correctly, you will see that higher paying clients, clients with bigger budgets, with more money to spend, will want to work with you. So let's dive into point one, which is you need to position yourself as a specialist at solving a specific problem. So let's look at a quick example just to drive this message home, because it's a really important lesson to learn. So let's imagine for a minute that you have hurt your ankle, okay? So your ankle is really beaten up and you can't walk properly, okay? So you need to go and see a doctor. Now, there are two different doctors that you can choose to go and see. The first doctor is a generalist and he does everything that a doctor pretty much does. But the other doctor is a specialist in ankle recovery. So whatever that's called, I'm not sure what the specific name is, but bear with me. So if you are in pain with your ankle and you want to get the best solution, if you can afford both, but the ankle specialist is far more expensive, but he's going to do a better job and you trust him more, who are you going to choose? The guy who does ankles maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks? Or the guy that specializes in ankle recovery, and you know he's going to get you the best result, or at least it's more likely he's going to get you the best result, and he's working with ankles every single day? This is one of the most important messages that a freelancer can learn, because your clients are just like you in that example. They are in pain. They want a solution for a very specific problem that is personal to them. And your job as a freelancer is to position yourself as a specialist at solving a specific problem that clients can pay you for. You may think of this as niching down, but you need to do it strategically. So for example, you could niche down in regards to service and say, okay, I only develop logos, okay? And then you could niche down even more and get even more specific and say, I only do minimalist logos, okay? And then you can niche down even more and say something along the lines of, I only do minimalist logo design for technology companies. Okay, so now we're getting even more specific. And then you could even take things one step further and position yourself as a specialist in minimalist logo design for tech startups. Okay, so now we're getting super specific, okay? So the more specific your positioning, the more likely it is that there will be less clients for you to win. So the more specific your positioning, the less clients there are for you to potentially work with. But you are now positioned as the only option, or one of the only options, as opposed to just another option. So what that does is it does something very clever. It positions you in the mind of the client as the option which is going to get them the best result. And as we've just shown with the doctor example, if you are more likely to get a better result or a higher quality result, then your clients are going to be willing to pay you a lot more. I've been running my branding agency for 10 years now, and managing your finances is one of the most important aspects of building your business. It helps you to understand where the money's coming from, where to focus your energy, and also how to keep expenses down. Now, I have a financial organizer which I've been developing for the last decade, which I want to give you absolutely free of charge. And if you want this incredible financial organization tool absolutely free, go to my Instagram right now, The Scott Lancaster, so that's The Scott Lancaster as my username, and DM me the word money, and I will send you the free financial organization tool absolutely free of charge direct to your email. Which takes us on to point two: your portfolio needs to be flawless. Now, you can't do point two without doing the first step, okay? So you need to find your specialization first, because if your portfolio just has lots of work on there with lots of different clients and it's just really sort of messy and there's no real kind of specialization being shown through, that is going to reflect badly if a client comes to you. Now, there is a way to actually counteract that and basically get the client to find a project which is relevant to them. That is an option. But the most important thing for you personally right now, I think, is to specifically position yourself very well in the market to solve a very specific problem, and then craft your portfolio flawlessly to showcase that you've solved that problem, that exact same problem, time and time and time again. So again, going back to the example from point one of designing minimalist logo designs for a tech company, you should have a portfolio of at least 20 to 50 brands that you've created that are minimalist, that are all high quality, and your portfolio should show that you can design very creative, very trustworthy, very clean logo designs for tech companies. So your portfolio needs to be flawless. Basically, if your client lands on your portfolio, you need to ask yourself the question, does my client know exactly what problem I can solve? And is this going to be enough to actually persuade them to work with me? If the answer is no, you need to work on your portfolio. Also, a little bonus tip in regards to your portfolio. Yes, you should show your work, but you should also show the process that you undertook to actually get that result. A really great way to do this is to just describe the brief that was set by the client and then basically write a little bit about how you provided the solution and how happy the client was. If possible, try and get a video testimonial. I will be making another episode in the next couple of days or maybe weeks that is going to show you basically how to actually get video testimonials effortlessly with clients. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you tune in for that, because it's going to be good and it's really helped to turn my business to a lead generation machine where I literally do not even have to do any marketing or pay for any advertising, and clients automatically get in touch with me because they know that we can get the job done. Now, the last tip, which I think personally has been one of the most important things that I've learned as a designer, as a brand development specialist, and it's to learn how to write persuasive copy to sell your service. This will make you stand out more than any other designers out there. And I'll tell you why. So when I go on the likes of Fiverr and I see profiles and gigs, when you read the descriptions and when you watch the videos, to be honest, people don't even do videos very often. So that's the first thing. You need to share a little bit about your process, who you are, what you're about, talk about your positioning and, you know, what types of problems you like to solve, what types of problems you've solved in the past. But the thing that a lot of people get wrong with the videos and with their actual descriptions of their service is they're talking about themselves and they're not talking about the problem that they solve and the client's benefits. So for example, this is something like, "Hi, my name's Kevin. I've been doing logo design for 25 years and I really like working with tech startups. If you work with me, you will have unlimited revisions, you will be able to get your logo in just 24 hours, and you will be very happy with your logo. Success guaranteed." Listen to what I've just said, and what do you think about Kevin? Okay, he's talking about having unlimited revisions, which basically says to me indirectly that you do not know what you're doing, because why would I need a million different revisions when you should be the logo designer? You should be able to get it done either the first time or the second time maximum. He also says that you can get the logo done in 2 days or whatever, and that is completely ridiculous. How can you get that done in just 2 days? That should at least take 5 to 6 days to actually get the process done properly. So it basically tells me that you want to rush things and you just want to get paid, and you just want to do revisions and do what you're told, and that's it. You do not care about having any expertise, and you have zero expertise to actually offer me as a client. Now, a much better way to craft your copy, and this is something which I'll probably make another episode about, so again, please subscribe and follow me on Instagram, @ScottLancaster, and I'll be able to dive a little bit deeper, specifically into copywriting and selling your service. But listen to this as an alternative way to sell logo design projects. I would start with something along the lines of struggling to find the right logo designer, right? Because as a client, I'm like, yep, I'm answering the question. The best thing that you can do from a copywriting standpoint for the client is to get them to say yes in their head. So yes, 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 yes. Struggling to find the best logo designer? Designing a logo can feel a little bit overwhelming, right? Okay, so struggling to find a logo designer? Designing a logo can feel a little bit overwhelming, right? So we've got two yeses in the client's head. Even if they don't say it out loud, we've got two yeses in the client's head. So they're agreeing with us. We're building rapport with them. And then I would say something along the lines of, okay, we understand that finding the right logo designer for your business is really important. It means a lot to you. This project is super important to you, and you want to get things right. At this point, the client is like, yes, yes, yes. I agree with this guy. He's on my page. Okay, this guy or girl, whatever. Then, and only then, once you have their agreement and once you have their buy-in, then you can start to let them know what you do, okay? And this is why you don't say, please hire me. This is why you basically say, listen, this is what we do. This is how we can help you. Let's have a little bit of a discussion to see if we're the right fit for each other. Not, you know, will you hire me? Please hire me. I need your money. So let's see if we're the right fit for each other. And then we can go from there. So how I would structure it, and again, I'll go into copywriting in another episode because I want to keep these episodes nice and short. But please subscribe, and that will be coming very soon, I promise. So if you think about the structure, the first few sentences and also the first few seconds of a video is to basically get the client to agree with you. Okay, yes, yes, yes. You want them to say three yeses, okay, two or three yeses to get them on board. Then you resonate with them and you actually empathize with them, right? You say, yeah, it's hard to find the right logo designer, right? Well, you know, we find this exact same problem with a lot of our clients. They are looking to find someone to create a really great, trustworthy, clean, minimalist logo for their tech company. And they don't want to spend, you know, $20,000 on working with a big branding agency. So what we did is we basically specialized in doing this. And we've been designing logos for tech companies for the last 10 years. And if you want to see a couple of our examples, there's obviously our portfolio there. And we're happy to help you. So if you want to have a little chat about, you know, your project and, you know, what your business does, I'm more than happy to jump on a quick call with you just to see if we're the right fit for each other. Does that sound good? And then that is going to get the client on board. It's going to get you to have a discussion with them, and that is your entryway. That is your differentiator. You need to differentiate yourself in the sense that you're an expert. You're not just trying to get the client's money. There is literally so many things that I could go into just from these three points, and I could go into so much more detail into little tiny things and details that could really help to enhance the likelihood that the client actually hires you. But for this episode, it is getting a little bit long already, so I want to cut it there. Also, if you found anything in this episode valuable and you are going to implement anything from this episode into your own business, I want to know. So if you've got just 20 seconds, then it only takes like 15 seconds to go to the actual profile and leave a review. If you can leave a 5-star review on this podcast, it's going to help us reach more people. It's going to give us the motivation to actually, you know, do more episodes and actually dive into the specific episodes that people find most valuable. So pop it in the actual review, which episode you like best, what you learned, and let us know what you want to learn more of. Then we can design more episodes around those specific topics to help you get where you want to be. But anyway, have an incredible day, and I will connect with you again in the next episode.